To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Emily Chandra joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, friend. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Inside the Good Vibe Tribe, we always have different kinds of stories. Sometimes it's people fundraising. Sometimes they're celebrating something that's going on with their kid or a family member. And then sometimes, as Kennedy said to me, we're supporting women in business.
That's it. Women we're supporting body positivity. We're doing the thing today.
You own a company called Seacoast Stilettos.
Talk
yes, to
I
us.
Do.
That's what a great name. Seacoast Stilettos. I can only imagine.
Thank you.
What is it you do?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. So Seacoast Stilettos is an adult dance studio. We're located in Peabody, Mass, right on Route 1. And we specialize in confidence building and empowerment classes. We have heels and stilettos classes. We also have hip hop, contemporary. We also do classes like bar, Pilates, and yoga. So we have a really wide range of offerings, but it is geared towards adults mostly and really, really focused on lifting people up. We're queer owned and operated, so most of our staff is queer. We have a lot of representation on the staff, so it's not just for experienced dancers and movers. It's for everybody to come in, have fun, feel empowered, and feel celebrated.
Emily, I'm reading on your website, I'll paraphrase it, but it says, there's no room for bullying on the dance floor. Everybody is a dancer's body. Movement heals and growth happens when we step out of our comfort zones. Why do you think the movement is so healing, and how do you get to the stage where you dance like nobody's watching? Because when I'm dancing, I feel like everyone is watching.
It's because you're so good.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I really feel like when you can get into your body, there is going to be healing whether you mean for it to happen or not, because we have energy and stuckness and tension that just kind of lives in our muscles, lives in our energy centers. So when you actually carve out this time to just ground into your body and move, whether you be, you know, stretching in yoga class or taking bar, or whether you're rolling around on the floor or grinding it out and shaking your booty, like having fun, cheering, celebrating, like there's so much healing that can happen. And it doesn't, there's stigma around like, well, what type of movement is acceptable and what type of movement is healing or not. But the more years I've been in this work, the more I'm like, all of it is healing, and there's a place for all of it, and there's a place for everyone on the dance floor.
Well, and what are you guys dancing to nowadays? Is it, are you doing old school stuff like Prince, or is it Bad Bunny? What is the popular music style?
It is such a range, and it's really great because we do have all of these offerings from like Latin heels to hip hop to more sensual stuff to jazz. Like, so we really do see a wide range. Like last night we were dancing to Drake. And, you know, earlier this year, we were dancing to Amy Winehouse, or, you know, it's just such a wide variety. We have teachers of all like ages and backgrounds. So sometimes if I take Hype with Richard, I'm going to get Bad Bunny, or I'm going to get something like more poppy. Whereas if I take ballet, last night with Natalie, we were doing Nutcracker variations. So it's a really wide range.
I love it.
All right. So if somebody wants to check out Seacoast Stilettos, you can find them online. What is the website again?
SeacoastStilettos.com is our website. And our Instagram is Seacoast Stilettos.
You can also text us here in the studio and we'll just send you a link back. It is Seacoast Stilettos, spelled S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O-S. I don't think I've ever spelled out the word stilettos before. I had to make sure.
It shows.
It does show. Well, you're officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, Emily. It was great to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right. And again, if you want to check them out, SeacoastStilettos.com or find them on Instagram as well. Have a great day, Emily. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you both so much.
All right. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Carson, I didn't put it in there. You're going to have to roll with me. Sorry.
All right, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Alrighty, so the 2026 Golden Globe nominations have been announced. One battle after another led with 9, followed by Sentimental Value and Sinners, which earned 8 and 7. The White Lotus led the TV nominations with 6 nods, followed by Adolescence with 5. Only Murders in the Building and Severance grabbing 4 each. This is the first year they're doing podcasts, as we had talked about. They're recognizing shows like Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, Good Hang with Amy Poehler. And the show will be hosted again by Nikki Glaser January 11th on CBS and Paramount+.
Did Smartless podcast get nominated? I can't believe they wouldn't be. That to me is just so good. I'm not a podcast person,
I don't like those kinds of podcasts is the problem.
Oh, really?
No, I like heavily researched, learn something. Okay, podcast Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, Call Her Daddy, Good Hang with Amy Poehler,
wow.
The Mel Robbins Podcast, Smartless, and Up First. That's NPR.
All right.
Pretty white.
So here,
where are the hip-hop podcasts? Where are the people of color?
Drink with champs.
Remember that the Golden Globes are voted on by the foreign press, if you'll recall. So,
interesting.
It's never anybody who lives here.
Right.
And that is why, like, when Emily in Paris got nominated a long time ago, because it's not a good show in terms of what it was up against,
mm-hmm.
because they had sent people, like, to Paris. They had done all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. So just know that it comes from another place. It doesn't come from inside the house, if you will. Some of the snubs, Wicked for Good.
How dare they?
Joe Rogan. Some TV series, The Paper, The Lowdown, I Love L.A., Sirens, and Dope Thief. A lot of people thought that might. Sydney Sweeney was campaigning pretty hard for Christie. The Last of Us, which is a big awards darling.
Right.
So there you go.
I'm going to have to watch one battle after another. Everyone
so
keeps
good.
Saying it's amazing.
It is fantastic.
I just don't think I want to.
When I got done watching it, I immediately wanted to watch it again.
Yeah. I didn't want to go pay to see it in theaters, but I'll definitely watch it on my couch.
Oh, it's so good. I enjoyed it.
Okay, sorry. Got myself all
I hate when I get comblobla.
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, he's been named Time's 2025 Entertainer of the Year. His performance as a washed-up ex-revolutionary thrust back into conflict has put him firmly in this year's race. He told Time he was drawn to the film's truly original story ideas and praised the fierce originality of Paul Thomas Anderson's process, calling the project a creative risk for the studio. All right. Would you like to hear new music from a Nepo baby or Kelsey Ballerini tell someone to blank off in a show because they were rude? Or both. We have time.
Who is the Nepo baby?
That's the question. Carson, play DIR3. Please.
Can we just start over? Can you just be honest? I'm tired of. Promise.
promise you stay.
Any ideas?
Oh, that's like Tylenol PM. That's putting me to sleep.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
I know it is.
That's right up my alley.
It should be.
So I would know his dad then?
100%.
It almost, it has, I know this is.
Say what you say.
A Mumford & Sons vibe to it.
It's Moses Martin, Chris Martin's son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah. There it is.
It is a little Coldplay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. How old is he?
You know, I don't know the answer to that question.
I didn't even know they had a son named Moses. I just knew about Apple.
His name is Moses Martin. Yes.
Is he also, is Gwyneth Paltrow his mom?
Yes. Apple's brother, excuse me.
Is he in a band or is he?
Yes, and now I can't find it.
That's all right. I will have it downloaded by the time you're done talking.
I probably won't.
And that's okay. But I just heard it and I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if Carson could figure out who this is.
Well, I just knew I liked the music because that's just in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. And so Kelsea Ballerini is on tour right now. Well, she has a new album out, but she had a song in the last one called Penthouse. And it was right after she got out of a really super bad breakup with Morgan Evans. Like, it was ugly. Mm-hmm. And it was a show, a song called Penthouse that, you know, she could have all this stuff but couldn't be in the penthouse of his heart. So this is what happens at the end of the song while she's literally up there bleeding on stage.
And what?
Four, sorry, four.
34, thank you.
It hurts, putting shit in the box, and now we don't talk. And it stinks, rolling up the welcome mat on your back.
Oh, no! So at the end of the song, you know, she's like, it breaks my heart because you got half and you deserve it. And he goes, Team Morgan.
Oh,
so
what?
She just looked at him and said, blank off, and oh, I am here for it.
Oh, what a jerk.
And it's funny because she had said something at the beginning of the show because she was in Australia. Her ex is from Australia. And she was like, you know, thanks for being here. I realize he might be your favorite son, but thank you.
Yes.
For being able to separate those two things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how it ended. So that's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Carrie from Warwick, Rhode Island.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
You know who is calls Warwick, Rhode Island home, Carrie?
Who?
It is our boss, Sal.
Hi, Sal.
Oh, that's...
Yes. That is the birthplace of hashtag Suck It Sal.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's moved on to greener pastures. He has an orchard in Connecticut now.
Yes, he does.
That's where it all started.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Carrie?
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is gone now. She is in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. One of Indiana Jones' fedoras from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom just sold for $437,000 at auction. Who plays the iconic character Harrison Ford? Oh, I just gave away the answer. Who plays the iconic character?
I actually knew that one.
Oh, okay. Well, give us the answer.
Harrison Ford.
You just kept reading.
I did. I don't know what I was thinking there. Question number two. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You just rose back up to number one on the charts for its 19th total week, which ties it with two other songs, A Bar Song Tipsy and Old Town Road, for the most of all time. Who sings those two other songs, A Bar Song Tipsy and Old Town Road?
A Bar Song Tipsy is Shaboozy. And Old Town Road, oh my gosh, I should know this, and I don't know that one.
All right, question number three. A fan caught Joe Jonas on camera struggling while trying to parallel park for 7 minutes on a busy New York City street.
That is nightmare fuel. I'm just driving away. Whatever it is, I'll get a new one. I couldn't do it.
New York City is the most populated city in the country. L.A. is number two. Which city comes in third?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. I'm going to go with Boston.
Question number four. Kate Winslet is calling out the rise of weight loss drugs and its use in our culture, saying it's devastating and terrifying. Which of these three is not a well-known weight loss drug? Tremfya, Zepbound, or Ozempic?
Tremfya.
Question number five. Felicity Huffman, 63 today. She played Lynette on Desperate Housewives. What was the name of the street most of the show took place on?
I never watched that.
Oh, so good. Such garbage television and enjoyable. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Imagine trying to parallel park for 7 minutes and you have flop sweat and you turn to your left and you just see someone has been recording you the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Carrie got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
One of Indiana Jones' fedoras from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom just sold for $437,000 at auction.
Nerds with money, let's go.
Who plays the iconic character?
Harrison Ford.
Tied at 1. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You just rose back up to number 1 on the charts for the 19th total week, which ties it with 2 other songs, a bar song Tipsy and Old Town Road for the most of all time. Who sings those 2 songs?
Old Town Road is Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. And that's the other one?
A Bar Song Tipsy.
A Bar Song Tipsy is Shaboozy.
2-1. A fan caught Joe Jonas on camera struggling while trying to parallel park for 7 minutes on a busy street in New York City. New York City is the most populated city in the country, and L.A. is number 2. Which city comes in 3rd?
Chicago.
That is correct.
Houston is creeping up, though.
Right. Yep. Just leave. Your car's not going to fit, buddy. Move on.
You know how hard it is to get parking in Manhattan? You do what you got to do.
Well, he usually has someone driving him around, clearly, if he can't do it in 7 minutes.
Question number 4. Kate Winslet is calling out the rise of weight loss drug use in our culture, saying it's devastating and terrifying. Which of these 3 is not a well-known weight loss drug? Tremfya, Zepbound, or Ozempic?
The first one.
What is Tremfya for, Dan?
I think psoriasis.
Oh, okay.
I just came to my head because I see the commercials all the time.
All the time.
4-2, question number 5. Felicity Huffman, 63 today. She played Lynette on Desperate Housewives. What was the name of the street most of the show took place on?
Wisteria Lane.
That is it, Wisteria Lane. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Carrie, you don't get the money. However, you did win yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Tis the season for great savings. Stop and Shop is committed to helping shoppers save. Stop in to check out their lower prices this holiday season. So you enjoy that gift card.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carrie from Warwick, Rhode Island, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I think there's a statue to sale out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yes, it has become probably the most talked about segment on Boston radio in a very long time, Hot Take Tuesday. It is taking a break today. We have something that we need to address on the show. Producer Dan is having some feelings about something. He wants to address them. He wants to talk about it and figure out what we're going to do moving forward. And just some context real quick before what Producer Dan has to share. 8:15 this morning, I'm taking 2 pies in the face. North Shore versus the South Shore. Kennedy won. We lost, but there was some shenanigans in there. If you missed that from yesterday's show, we got a check donated to us in the middle of all of this, which I wanted to count towards our toys, which it was determined was shenanigans. And in fact, that will not be allowed. And mm-hmm. Sal came on the show and Sal said this.
I will have to say, you had a little stuff going on as usual, Carson. And, you know, with that alone, just your shenanigans and everything, I'm going to rule definitely in favor of Kennedy. You will get a pie, and you and Dan, you know what?
What?
I don't think Dan should get a pie in the face. He didn't do anything wrong. So I think we should pull 2 names, 1 from each bucket, and you will get 2 pies in your face.
I like it.
I love it.
I was an innocent bystander.
I don't like that at all. So we pulled 2 names yesterday. Suzanne and Dawn are going to be joining us in studio 8:15 two pies to my face.
For Pie-mageddon.
Yes, producer Dan.
So Carson raised this point several times on the show yesterday after Sal's ruling, because we left it up to the czar of Mix 104.1 to decide what happens. And Carson said, I am leaving him in the foxhole alone, and that we were in this together, and that the North Shore lost. In the last 2 years, we did the punishment together, and this year we're not doing the punishment together, and you called me a traitor.
I think a rat.
You also said rat, yeah. You were slinging a lot of heavy words around that I didn't like. You were coming at my honor, my integrity.
I wasn't the only one. There was a few people as well that listened to the show that saw the same thing.
So should I also take one of the pies in the face in solidarity or not?
Dan, your logic is so flawed.
Why is that?
Because you were a team until he did something that did not include you as a team member. So therefore, ipso facto, it's all on him. That's my thought. Carson, the floor is yours.
Regardless of the incident with the check.
Which I didn't know about prior.
And
I will say, he knew immediately we were in trouble when this check showed up.
I was like, this is wrong.
However, regardless, we got smoked, Dan. And you and I were in this together for the North Shore.
Suddenly your toys don't count?
North Shore people do not abandon one another in hard times, Dan. They stick together. We're not South Shore people, Dan. We
are
North Shore people.
South Shore people were ready to take the pie, sir.
North Shore people would abandon one another. North Shore folks would never leave the foxhole.
I shouldn't have worn a nice shirt today. So should I take a pie with Carson is the question.
And the answer is no, but whatever. Do you want the people to decide? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we'll leave my fate up to the people.
You're a good doobie, Daniel.
It's like a gladiator in the arena if you get the thumb up or the thumb down.
You are a good, good doobie.
I will have to say.
Yeah, crazy we left it up to Sal, who you disparage every day on the show.
I will have to say.
One of you will be throwing, whipped cream will be flowing. We're not bluffing, you'll be stuffing. I'm not lying. We'll be sighing when that pie starts flying. One will win, one will lose. Don't get any on your shoes. I promise this, wipe your face, you look marvelous. Who will get a pie in the face? Who will get a pie in the face?
That one holds up, Kennedy.
I hope so.
It's topical for today.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Producer Dan says he'll leave it up to you. We'll take a bunch of votes.
From the 781. Would Carson do the same for Dan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would never leave you in the foxhole.
Kennedy, thoughts?
No, he'd blame it on you and say he didn't know about it and la-di-la-di-la-di-la-di.
Damn, I would fight for you to the death, and you know that about me. 617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
No Hot Take Tuesday. Today we have more pressing issues, specifically whether Dan will get a pie pressed in his face along with me this morning. So it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. 8:15 this morning. Pies will happen.
Pie-mageddon.
Pie-mageddon 2025 will happen. We played Warren Cherry Pie. We played American Pie. We're playing all the pie songs this morning.
I think those are the only pie.
Yeah, those are the only ones I know.
How about Smashing Pumpkins Pie? No, that doesn't work. Kind of-ish. It's in the ballpark.
Not even.
But anyway, producer Dan had some feelings after yesterday's show when our boss Sal ruled that after the shenanigans of what happened collecting toys North Shore versus South Shore, that I should take both pies in the face.
Wasn't my decision. The boss ruled.
However,
and then Carson called me a rat.
North Shore, Best Shore, we went into this together, and even, you know, shenanigans aside, we lost. We got smoked, too. Not even close. I was trying to get us close, Dan. I was trying to get us the dub, right? But she lapped us. We collected like 500-something toys. She collected almost 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lost fair and square. Even after my shenanigans.
It's astounding how you can just talk out of both sides of that mouth. It just really is an absolute gift, and I'm here for it.
You can't leave your battle buddy behind, Dan.
But your battle buddy tried to sneak something in when didn't tell him.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Carson's getting two pies because of his shenanigans that he didn't bring me in on, that he was planning in DMs
for
weeks.
But now you're a rat.
Yeah.
And then Dan doesn't want to get a pie, so he's out.
That's I didn't make
not
the rule.
It. He did not Sal make the rule.
Not me.
How
you
dare
cheated.
You? How dare you?
But you didn't stand up and say, no, we lost.
Because he didn't do anything wrong.
Loud.
So should I take the pie or not? Heather, am I being a traitor?
Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning. I don't think he should take the pie. I said that yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. No pie.
Why is that?
Because he didn't do anything. You took the check. You were all gloating yesterday saying, oh, I got the check. And now you're like, oh, well, you're on my team, Dan. Like,
we did lose, though, Heather, right? Regardless of the check,
this is the first
lost.
Time you're saying that, by the way.
What?
You have not said that you lost until today.
Oh, we did lose. Yeah, we lost.
So understand exactly. The people saying, wait, what do you mean?
Molly from Woburn. Good morning, Molly.
So that's one vote for no pie.
Okay. Keeping track. Hello? That was a vote for you to get the pie.
She hung up. She doesn't get a vote.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
I can't keep up with both of you.
Jamie from Drake It. What do you think?
Dan should definitely get the pie.
Really?
You win as a team, you lose as a team. 100%.
Yep.
Do we go behind each other's backs as a team?
It's for the kids. You lost in the toys. Regardless of the money, you lost.
We already got the toys for the kids. The pie has nothing to do with the kids.
But we lost the bet with Kennedy, Dan. That's what I believe she's saying. We lost the bet. Jackie from Holliston, what say you?
No pie. Carson, you're laying it on way too thick.
Nah.
Why do you say no pie?
Carson, never.
Because Carson's the one that did what he did. He didn't tell Dan what was going on. Like, and now...
But regardless of all that, we lost.
You gotta take the punches.
Even if I tried to work the system, we
lost.
Oh, I'm going to take the pie. Don't you worry.
No, but you're taking two because of your punishment.
Dan?
Talk to Sal.
Dan, you do what you think is right, Dan.
Oh, I hate that you did that again.
You do what you think is right.
Don't listen to him.
D is from Plymouth. Good morning, D. We've lost a lot of people.
D,
are you there?
What is going on with the phone line?
I have no idea. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Yeah, hi. This is Andrew.
What do you think?
I'll cast my vote.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Dan needs to take the pie in the face because the rules were they're a team and they lost.
Yeah, Dan, the rules.
Yeah, you're a stickler for the rules, Carson.
Everybody knows I'm a rules guy. Everybody knows this about me.
I don't know how Lana does this.
Good morning, Mix 104.1. Who's this? Hello? I don't know what is going on. There's so many people that are calling in. The phone lines are all jacked up this morning. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
This is B-Side.
Hey, B-Side. What do you think?
Okay. So as a townie of North Shore in Gloucester, when it comes to, like, you know, being in trouble, we're the first to be like, he did it. So Dan does not get the pie.
What kind of logic is that?
North Shore logic from someone who actually lives there. That's what.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Thank you, B-Side. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Ken from Rockland.
Hey, buddy.
Ken from Rockland. What do you say?
You know, I don't want to sound like I'm throwing Dan under the bus, but, you know, this is kind of a ride or die situation with you and him.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You might have pulled a shenanigan, but you guys were team, so he's got to take the pie.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, Dan, right now I'm keeping track of the people we have actually spoken to on the phone, and it is 3-3.
Okay.
Next phone call decides it. I'll just grab somebody random.
Random. Do it.
All right. Here we go. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Jalen.
No.
Good morning, Jalen.
Yes. No, no.
How are you, dear?
Hi.
No.
Absolutely.
No. Wait.
You said next call gets
no
it.
No way.
Wait.
No.
Everyone time out.
No.
What is happening? Why is everyone freaking out? Who is Jalen?
She's a friend of the family.
Jalen, do you want
to? I'm not going to say. It's not my business.
Jalen, how do we know you?
I don't know.
Well,
friend of the family. We'll
Jalen is a friend of my family, a close friend of my family,
which makes her a friend of my family because I don't have any here.
Specifically, a close friend of my son.
Yeah.
And she gets last vote.
Who happened Jaylen. To come by South Shore Plaza on Sunday to deliver toys? I got to meet the whole family. It was.
I
wonderful.
Was at Jalen's house on Friday night. As a matter of fact. Jalen. Do you think Dan should take the pie to the face along with me?
Or do you think Carson should have both?
I think Dan should get it.
Oh.
I think Dan should get it too.
Oh, I really thought it was going the other way.
I was with you until just then.
Why do you think that?
Because I think that you guys like did it together, so you guys should both get it.
I think she just wants to make the holidays easier at the Taker house.
Smart young lady right there,
Jalen. Yeah, she's just sucking up.
That's it. No offense, Jalen. You do what you got to do, sis. I get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jalen. Thank you, Jen.
Did you set that up?
You know I took that call live.
That happened for real.
You can
that
take it live crazy. All day, but you could have called her in advance and had her on hold. I don't
what
know what
kind
to do
of shenanigans do you think I get into
Carson's
over here?
Carson's friend of the family gets the last vote on
that is crazy.
All right, let's go.
More shenanigans.
Please leave the studio.
Sure.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Bob from Wilmington.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Bob?
North Shore, Best Shore. Right, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Cue.
People are saying you can Instacart pie stuffs to the studio.
Guys, we have two pies. Work with us.
There's a problem solver, Stan. All right, here we go, Bob. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to score yourself $1,000 this morning. Kennedy has left the studio, so she can't hear your answers. She won't hear any of the questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie Kennedy, though, that's considered a loss for you and you don't get the cash. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A list of the worst Christmas songs of all time include new songs, The Christmas Shoes, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5, and in I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, where were they kissing?
Underneath the mistletoe.
Simon Helberg, 45 today. He played Howard Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory. In the main friend group on The Big Bang Theory, Howard was the only one who wasn't a physicist or a doctor, and he was often mocked for it. What was Howard's job?
Astronaut.
Question number three. Trey Cool, 53 today. He's the drummer for Green Day. Name this Green Day song.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Name the song.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
The digital jukebox company TouchTunes released their end-of-the-year charts to show who's getting played the most in your local bars, and Chapel Roan was Artist of the Year. This singer got Album of the Year with the album I'm the Problem. Who are they?
Who's that?
I asked you first. All right, question number five. One of Will Ferrell's elf costumes just sold for $319,000 at auction. What is the name of the department store Buddy ends up working at in the movie where he meets his love interest, Jovi?
Is it Macy's?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Somebody has also asked if there will be Doritos in my pie. That's not a bad idea. I might have a few lying around. Want to decorate the pie with Doritos, Kennedy?
No.
Bob got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A list of the worst Christmas songs of all time includes new songs, The Christmas Shoes, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5 also. In I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, where were they kissing?
Underneath the mistletoe.
1-1. Simon Helberg, 45 today. He played Howard Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory. In the main friend group on Big Bang Theory, Howard was the only one who wasn't a physicist or a doctor, and he was often mocked for it. What did he do? What was his job?
Well, I know he was an astronaut at least once, but I know that wasn't his job. I don't remember.
He's an engineer, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Tie to one, question number three. Trey Cool, 53 today. He's the drummer for Green Day. Name this Green Day song.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
Tied at 2. The digital jukebox company TouchTunes released their end-of-year charts to show you who's getting played most at your favorite local bars. And Chapel Roan was Artist of the Year. This singer got Album of the Year with the album I'm the Problem. Who are they?
Morgan Wallen.
3-2. Question number 5. One of Will Ferrell's elf costumes just sold for $319,000 at auction. What is the name of the department store Buddy ends up working at in the movie where he meets his love interest, Jovi?
I don't know.
Gimbals, I'm told.
Gotcha.
Did not remember that one. Good question, Dan.
Thank you.
3-2 is the final score. Those were hard. You did good.
Thank you.
You did good. Bob, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000, but you are not walking away empty-handed. We do have for you a pair of fourth-row tickets to go to Deck the Hall. Ball. December 13th at Aganis Arena. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. And please, if you're coming, bring us a toy. We need toys, Bob.
All right.
We're going to need about four toys for the fourth row.
Yeah, those are good seats. We'll see you there. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Bob from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you want to follow along with what's about to happen, you can follow on Facebook Live right now. The cameras are on. We are in the studio.
I've never had so many cameras. There's four different cameras pointed at me at once. I feel like I'm in a Marvel movie.
We want to make sure that we get all of this.
It only happens once. We have to get them all.
Now, Kennedy made sure she's going to get every angle of our demise, Dan.
That's fine. I have nothing but good sides, so you can do whatever you guys got to do.
That's a fact.
Kennedy set up 12 cameras to get us this morning, Dan. Did you notice that?
The production is well done in here.
No, Kennedy's like,
I don't
we
mess around. No, because what would happen is if we didn't get all this, you'd be like, why didn't we do that? So I'm trying to think of everything in advance.
Listen, I'm here for it. If we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Okay, so North Shore versus South Shore with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We had a bet. Me and Dan versus Kennedy. We were up on the North Shore, and Kennedy smoked us. We lost. We collected a little over 500 toys. Kennedy collected almost 1,000 toys. Now, there was some shenanigans in there. I did try and get some money to help us out. But at the end of the day, our boss, Sal, determined that no shenanigans were allowed. Kennedy won, and that I would take two pies in the face this morning.
That's right. Sal said because of your shenanigans, your punishment would be both pies.
But you're a ride or die, Dan.
I'm a man of the people.
I appreciate you.
I'm wearing my pie poncho right now because I didn't know I was getting pied until like after I came in. So I'm not getting my nice shirt pied. Sorry.
Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
Dawn came out and donated a toy. Who did you donate to?
Carson.
She was a North Shore girl.
All right.
And we appreciate that.
Yes.
Didn't work out, but we appreciate your effort.
Yes. So have you ever hit anybody in the face with a pie before?
I have not.
Okay. Can you describe the pie in your hand before the...
It is a big pile of Cool Whip.
I worked all night on that.
Kennedy made it.
Freshly baked.
Freshly whipped in the kitchen here at the studio.
And Dawn, when you were driving in this morning, you thought you were going to be pieing Carson.
I did.
And then we okey-doked you. How do you feel about the switch?
Not good. I don't want to do it to either of you.
Oh, that's sweet. It's all for a good cause. It's all in good fun.
It's for the children. Right. Warm up your rotator cuff. We'll be friends.
Attempting to collect 10,000 toys for our girls and boys. We still have a long way to go, and this is just one little piece of the puzzle to get to the end of it. So I think, are we ready?
Yeah.
We have a whole cast of people that are in the studio. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, guys.
The cameras are ready. The slow-mo camera is ready.
Let me take my headphones off because I don't want them to be covered in
again, Cool Whip. Facebook Live, search for Carson and Kennedy, K-A-R-S-O-N, and Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. There are literally now over 100 people in the Facebook Live, Dan, waiting to see this.
People love a train wreck.
People want to see this happen.
Well, here we are again. Another punishment. Kennedy in the North Shore. 3 years in a row.
Smile on her face.
It is officially a dynasty. And she has so much schadenfreude. I'm looking at her face.
She is loving this way too much.
She acts like she doesn't
care. I know. The whole time she's like, oh, I don't care. I don't care.
Guys,
whoever
I really
wins,
don't. I just
wins.
Want to make sure people who miss it get to see it.
Sure,
that's
man.
All.
Sure,
all
right. Man.
So you guys want to count me down?
Yes. We'll start at the 10. 10.
Man, that's such a long countdown.
9.
Why 10?
8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Oh, she's rubbing it in. Oh, my God. Dan's face is absolutely gone. That is so much whipped cream. Get that microphone over by his face, Dawn. Can you move your mic? Dan, please lean forward a little bit, but don't get... Oh, my gosh.
I can't see any... Oh, my God.
Kennedy, is that 10 pounds of whipped cream?
It's in my eyes and my mouth. My beard will never be... Sorry, it's in my mouth.
How does it taste, Dan?
It does. The taste is pleasant. But the text, the sensations, the sensory on my beard is not great.
Dawn.
Oh my God, gotta wipe my eyes.
I think I enjoyed that a little too much.
You held
Dawn,
it there.
Like trepidation you had before, you didn't really.
She
well.
Held it there a full 10.
Oh
it wasn't
God,
even like a
it's
quick
dripping
one.
Down my face and Oh, some of it got under the poncho.
Oh, my gosh. Dan.
It's okay, Don. You did what you had to do.
You're a good sport,
see.
Dan.
I get it. Come and hand me a napkin.
No, no, you're good. You got to sit like that for the rest of the show. It's fine.
No, he has to come run the board so you
can do
this.
Do I look like Santa Claus?
No.
No. No, you look like the end of Scarface.
Say hello to my loafer. Oh, it's in my nostrils.
All right. If you want to see the video again, it's on Facebook Live right now.
Oh, I've just died.
That's just part one. Don, part two.
Don, was that good for you?
It was.
Part two is next. Suzanne is here. Suzanne is from Charlestown and is going to pie me in the face next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Half a pieing has happened on the show. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on Facebook Live. Dan, after you went to the bathroom to remove all the pie from your face hole, the numbers went down just a little bit.
Oh, they're going to bump up for you. I'm sure.
I think the numbers are about to go back up.
I was the appetizer. You're the entree. But
Carson, sorry.
I just ran to the bathroom, ripped my shirt off, and tried to clean every ounce of my body.
I love it.
I still feel it up in my nostrils and in my eyes.
Yeah.
It's like when, if you watch Stranger Things, when the Mind Flayer entered Will's body. That just happened to me with whipped cream.
Yes, Kennedy.
Carson, Beep Dennis says, a true townie would take the hit on his own. You don't take a buddy down with you. Code of silence.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are in this together. We ride or die on the North Shore. I know South Shore folks wouldn't know anything about that. So what we did was we had a bet here, me and Dan versus Kennedy, whoever collected the most toys for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys would win. The loser of the bet would have to pay it off with a punishment. 2 years ago, we sang on the show live. We did Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, then we upped the ante the next year.
And we did it live at the South Shore Plaza.
to those poor unsuspecting shoppers.
And then this year, it's just a straight up pie to the face for the loser. And Dan and I lost fair and square. Even amidst all the shenanigans, Dan stood by my side. And I appreciate that, Dan, very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I feel not great about it at the moment.
Suzanne is here. Suzanne is here with us. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Are you ready to get this done?
I am so ready.
I feel, though, I'm feeling a certain kind of way this morning, Kennedy, because Suzanne is actually from Charlestown.
So, yet, as I say, from Dennis. She knew what you did.
Oh, yeah.
And you took toys to Kennedy instead of bringing them to us.
I did. I told you, sisters before mistress.
What about the townie code?
Carson, what about the townie code?
I would like to just discuss that.
I'm talking
that.
To her, Kennedy.
You know, I was driving in on my way here, and I was about to text in, and I was going to give Dan my pie to give to you.
Oh,
because
well, I appreciate
that.
Because
you did him
that.
Dirty.
Well, I...
Thank you.
I got you, Dan.
Now, I just wanted to remind you of Charlestown as you get ready to pie me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I have worn my favorite Warren Tavern shirt.
Oh.
So you can see General Warren right on my shirt as you were pieing me in the face.
He would approve of my...
Yeah, he'd approve of you being pie in the face.
He would probably
You don't
would.
Represent him.
Yes. He probably so, would.
Suzanne, when I was pied by Dawn, she had a little trepidation about pieing me. You seem to have none.
I'm locked in. Locked in.
Okay, are we ready?
Can I give you a word of advice?
Yes, Dan.
You might want to pop those headphones off.
Yeah, take them off your headphones.
Okay.
You're going to have to buy a new pair if you leave them on.
And can I get like just a count, maybe start at 3, Dan?
15.
All right, we're going to start at 30. Are you guys ready?
Oh, my God.
Suzanne, you ready?
I'm so ready.
Oh, I'm so
10,
nervous.
9,
oh.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
here's the collecting toys,
one,
kids.
Hi!
Look at the flowers.
Oh, she's getting in there deep.
Fire! That was uncalled for. She rubbed it on my bald head. You didn't just do...
Now it looks like you have hair for the first
time
in years.
There were no rules, sir.
I sent a message. I sent a message.
I got to blow it out of my nose.
Yeah, that happened to me too, man.
Why did you do my head?
Because I needed to make a statement.
Oh, it is so cold. It's like going down the... Oh, it's in my nose.
Carson, it's cold outside.
You look like that scene in Miss Doubtfire when she popped up in the fridge and goes, hello!
Good eye. Oh, my God.
I even got some on my hand.
How are you feeling right now?
Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
Oh, I caught on
the chair. Oh, my God. It is so net. Hold on. Let me get up to the mic a little bit. That is absolutely gross. I mean, it does taste good.
It tastes pleasant.
It caught me off guard. It caught me off guard when you did my bald head, though. I'm not going to lie. That one, I was like.
That was fan. Fantastic.
No, that was the next level.
10 out of 10, no notes.
I'm looking forward to the slow-mo of that.
Yeah, if you could get my Mach 5 razor right now and just trim me up in the back, that would be great.
Did you close your eyes before the pieing?
Yeah,
I did. Your eyes look red.
Oh, no, I closed them. I think I did. I don't know. I blacked out. I just screamed, it's for the kids. It's for the toys.
I tried to yell for Valhalla, then I was pieing.
He's literally shaking
oh
over here.
Oh, my God. That was, yeah, I had this stuff just everywhere.
I mean, well done. Good pieing.
Yeah, it is all down General Warren's face, too.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
You made a mess.
Oh, it's falling
you
everywhere.
Made
and
a
your
mess.
Daughters are just over there laughing at all the kids.
They are my girl gang.
Because they know what's right.
Yeah. That's
it. Kennedy, how are you feeling? We haven't asked you.
I'm filled with joy. I love it when a plan comes together, and this one did.
I'm peeling it off the top of my head, Dan.
It's tough, I know.
Bringing my girls today, I thought this was a good test in loyalty, to show them what loyalty was
I
all
love
about.
We
that. Appreciate it. Thank you two
thank
guys
you
for coming
all
in and
for
doing
coming
this.
In
yeah, thank
so
you for bringing
much.
The toys. Obviously,
yeah.
That's the most important thing. If you want to watch all of this unfold.
Your face is so funny.
Because it's not coming off his beard.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to do the Campy Kennedy.
It's stuck.
Like that.
If you want to watch this, it's on Facebook.
You're so flustered.
And then also you can donate still.
Please.
Mix1041.com.
Yeah, if we brought you joy today, $10. Let's go. Mix1041.com.
So this is where the checks would come into play.
Oh, yeah. If somebody had a check, that'd be a great spot to
it'd
donate one.
It'd be a great
one.
Way to donate to this.
Hit the button, Dan. We got to play Can't Be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't Be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love get back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Excuse me, I have pie in my throat.
Same.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ashley from Lynn.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Oh, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100.
Kennedy's like the Pied Piper and eight people just followed her.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of people in the studio that just watched all of that unfold, and they all followed her into the soundproof studio just to see if she is in fact not listening.
To see the magic happen.
Yes.
That was amazing. So, I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank
we appreciate
you. Thank you, Ashley. So you know how this works. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I have pie in my ears, Dan. I can't hear it properly.
I know. We're just going to have to power through, bud.
Question number one. A doctor diagnosed the injuries that the Wet Bandits suffered during Home Alone and Home Alone 2 and figured out 23 of those injuries would have killed them.
Yeah.
Which famous actor played Harry, the ringleader of the Wet Bandits?
Ooh, Harry's mom. Do you know? No? But not Joe Pesci. The other one. Yeah, the tall guy. Yeah. Harry, oh God, I have no idea.
All right, question number two. 33 years ago today in 1992, international headlines were made when Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. Can you name their kids?
Oh, William and Harry.
Toto, Christopher Cross, and The Romantics are all touring together next summer. Where does Toto famously bless the rains?
Down in Africa.
Question number four. Jeremy Allen White just got nominated for Best Actor by the Golden Globes for his role in a biopic about which music legend?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, who's helping you out in the background, Ashley?
That's my mother, Shishi.
Here again, the disco queen.
Shishi, the disco queen.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Question number five. Sinners was nominated for Best Picture, while Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler got Best Actor and Best Director nods, respectively. Where does the movie take place?
Mom, you definitely saw that. You didn't see that?
It's a great film.
Is it Mississippi? Yeah, Mississippi. Oh, I don't know. Mississippi?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, I'm going to allow it.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
I'll give him that one. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
You got the whole crew that went in there with you, right?
I know, they did.
Mm. Okay, so Ashley, with an assist from her mom.
Shishi the Disco Queen.
Okay.
Don't you wish your nickname?
I want to hang out with Shishi the Disco Queen.
Right? So they got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh my gosh, well done, guys.
Yep.
Yay!
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. A doctor diagnosed the injuries that the Wet Bandits suffered during Home Alone and Home Alone 2 and figured out 23 of those injuries would have killed them. Which famous actor played Harry, the ringleader of the Wet Bandits?
Joe Pesci.
It was Joe Pesci. You talked yourself out of the answer.
Yeah, you're thinking of Daniel Stern, but he played Marv.
Question number two. 33 years ago today in 1992, international headlines were made when Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. Can you name their kids?
William and Harry.
2-1. Toto, Christopher Cross, and The Romantics are all touring together next summer.
Sign me up.
Where does Toto famously bless the rains?
Down in Africa.
Hi, bless the rains.
Thank you, Dan. I can't sing that. If that song comes on, all I hear is you.
Bless the rain.
3-2. Question number four. Jeremy Allen White just got nominated for Best Actor by the Golden Globes for his biopic about which music legend?
Bruce Springsteen.
4-3. Question number five. Sinners was nominated for Best Picture, while Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler got Best Actor and Best Director nods, respectively. Where does the movie take place?
New Orleans?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
The Mississippi Delta.
That's it.
4-4 is the final score. Vanilla Fields, apparently, was that lotion I was thinking about from the 90s, Kennedy. That's a good pull from the 203. Thank you for that.
The text line always knows.
They do.
They always know. So 4-4 is the final score, which means Kennedy gets the win, Ashley with the tie, but you're not walking away without a prize. We have a $100 gift card to the 99 restaurant. Here's to free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 restaurant gift cards, easy, fast, and always a hit. You got to love the nines.
You got to
love the nines.
Thanks, guys.
No, Ashley, thank you to you and Shishi, the disco queen, for calling in this morning.
And Kennedy, you look beautiful today. I love that green sweater.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate you.
I take it you were on the live?
Yeah.
I was on the live. Yes, I was.
Nothing
about
us.
You guys all look great as well, covered in your Cool Whip. Good color on you.
Yeah, it was a good color on us, Dan. You hear that?
It brings out my eyes.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ashley from Lynn, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Crystal from Hollis.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
I think, is your daughter there as well?
Yes.
What's your daughter's name?
Leonora.
Leonora. Good morning, Leonora.
Good morning.
All right, good deal. Will you ladies get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Leonora, you're 14, correct?
Yep.
So what, are you a freshman in high school?
Yeah.
It's 9:46.
She's homeschooled.
Oh, smart. Oh, she's a smart one then.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably already finished college at this point.
That'd be nice. Then she could start earning money and paying for me to take care of her.
All right, Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You are going to score yourself $1,000 this morning. Crystal, are you ready?
Nope, but let's go.
Question number one. The 2026 FIFA World Cup is coming to Gillette Stadium, but they are requiring the Crafts to rename the stadium due to naming rights contracts. What will the stadium be called?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
That's all right. Question number two.
World Cup Stadium? I don't know.
Kate Winslet says this rapper, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, asked her to shave his butt when they did Saturday Night Live together. She declined. Who is he?
Eminem.
It's a wild ask. Shoot your shot, I guess, Dan? I don't know. It's a weird
one. Sure there's a lot of people that would line up to shave Eminem's butt. She just wasn't one of them.
Question number three. This late night host just signed an extension with ABC that'll keep him on the air through 2027. Interesting, considering he was just suspended for insensitive jokes about Charlie Kirk's death. Who is he?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Question number four. Speaking of late night shows, Taylor Swift is doing The Late Show tomorrow.
Right.
Who hosts The Late Show?
Late Show. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Seth Meyers.
And question number five. This group is releasing a new box set this Friday for their acclaimed album, What's the Story, Morning Glory? Name the band.
You know that? What's the Story, Morning Glory? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's more your era, Crystal, than it is Lenora's.
Oh, more my era.
Yep.
What's the Story, Morning Glory? I don't know, Bon Jovi?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lenora, how do you think your mom did?
Good, probably. Yeah, she has to say that.
If you want the rest of the car ride to go well.
Kennedy, Crystal got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Oh, no.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If I sneeze during the middle of this, I apologize. I have whipped cream in my nose.
It's all right.
Question number one. The 2026 FIFA World Cup is coming to Gillette Stadium, but they are requiring the Crafts to rename the stadium due to the naming rights contracts. What will the stadium be called?
Boston Stadium.
I saw a story yesterday, Kennedy, because we were talking about, obviously, how far the stadium is from Boston and how shocking it's going to be for everybody.
Yeah, it's a whole big lie is what it is.
Considering all the other stadiums and where they are in relation to what city they're calling it, ours is not that bad. The one in San Francisco is an hour from San Francisco, and the one in Dallas is like 45 minutes or an hour from Dallas. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
All right, then.
1-0, question number two. Kate Winslet says this rapper, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, asked her to shave his butt when they did Saturday Night Live together. She declined. Who is he?
Eminem.
Was there a segment where they were going to be showing his butt?
I don't know.
It had to be clean,
seems
clean
really,
shaven?
Really strange thing to ask someone who's not like a close personal friend. Mm. What do I know?
Would you shave your close personal friend's butts?
If they asked me to? Well, what? What are they wearing? Does it need to get, you know? We're here for each other.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Learn something new about Kennedy every day.
I'm here for my friends. What can I tell you?
I feel like this would be a good wager for 2026 in North Shore versus South Shore.
I said,
Why, so we can lose again?
You don't want that.
2-1, question number three. This late night host just signed an extension with ABC that'll keep him on the air through 2027. Interesting, considering he was just suspended for insensitive jokes about Charlie Kirk's death. Who is he?
Jimmy Kimmel.
3-2. Question number four. Speaking of late night shows, Taylor Swift is doing The Late Show tomorrow night. Who hosts The Late Show?
Jimmy Fallon? Stephen Colbert.
That's the one.
3-2. Question number five. This group is releasing a new box set this Friday for their acclaimed album, What's the Story, Morning Glory? Name the band.
Weezer?
Oasis.
Oasis.
Yeah, that was the big one. That was the big one. Put them on the map.
Not a fan.
3-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Crystal, unfortunately, you don't get the win. You don't get the $1,000 this morning. And Leonora is stuck in your house for the next few years. Sorry. We appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Crystal from Hollis, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Leonora.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.